talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a getaway Friday, Friday, May the 7th, 2021, Mother's Day weekend, first Friday in the month of May. You're tuned into the Exchange Club, 18 minutes past the hour, and we do have a group again this week. Well, not necessarily a group, a pair right now, and then we'll see what a group happens, if a group happens, as the hour goes on. Michelle Whitaker with us here again. Let me make sure I get the right mic on, and that's it. Go ahead.
What am I saying?
Yeah,
hi.
You came on.
Happy
perfect.
Friday. As Abby would say, it's getaway Friday.
As Abby would say?
Yep.
I don't think Abby...
I don't hear you say that, Scott.
...coined the phrase getaway Friday.
But she always says it on Friday. Like, the first message in our group chat, she always says, it's getaway Friday.
Well, because she's mocking me, which is why her and I have a little bit of a problem.
What problem do you have?
We have a little bit of, what do you call... It's not anger. I don't.
Banter.
I know there's flies in here today. Mike brought them in.
I it wasn't me.
No, it was Mike. They were in here when Mike was in here earlier.
Ugh, stupid flies.
So, Mother's Day weekend.
Is it Mother's Day?
I wanted two mothers here because I wanted people who have mothers and who are mothers.
Right.
And who have mothers-in-law and this whole sort of thing.
Right.
So, we'll get through this whole bit because, and I think Abby actually had a stepmother.
Did she?
I don't know if she did or not, but
I don't know.
I know that her parents were divorced.
Well, she has a stepdad, which was like her dad. He passed away, though.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah.
But I wonder if there was a stepmother.
I don't know. I've never asked her that.
Oh, see, well, that's why we're here. In any event, so, Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. It's going to rain.
Now, busiest?
It usually...
Is the Root Beer Stand open?
Yes, we are open.
What are the hours on Mother's Day?
12 to 8.
And
8 o'clock, as long as it's supposed to be a pouring rain, though.
49 degrees and raining.
So I'm a little scared of that. If it's pouring, our parking lot sometimes likes to flood because we're lower than everywhere else around us. So I've had to close before with the pouring rain because the parking lot was just a mess.
So do you do anything special on Mother's Day?
We're too busy. Like to even, we are very busy. You know, I don't think we're stretched thin this year with the kids working. Because I think they all forgot it was Mother's Day, so they didn't, like, say they needed the day off.
Well, a lot of people think Mother's Day is the following Sunday.
Yeah, it seems kind of, but it's definitely usually, what is that date? Is that the 9th this year? Yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought it was the 16th. Matter of fact, somebody said that on the air one day. They said, I think the mayor said the Mother's Day was 16th.
Yeah, so... I don't know how busy we'll be this year just because it's supposed to be cold and rainy. But if it's nice and sunny, we're usually pretty busy. Which, yeah. Like, we get pretty busy. We've been really busy before.
But you don't do anything special.
I mean, no. What do you have any ideas for us to do something special?
On Mother's Day?
Yep.
Well, yeah, I would say all mothers should have a free dessert.
We don't have that much dessert, though.
But you have the strawberry pie.
We do have the strawberry pie.
Don't you think if you're a mother, you should get... You're buying food. It's not like we're on the cheap here. You can give them that free $2 on Mother's Day.
I don't know. $2?
Wasn't that what the pie is?
$2.25, maybe.
There you go.
Yeah.
You say free pie for all mothers and one per car.
Well, that's true. The one per car would be more helpful for us.
That's what you do.
Yeah, because it could get a little crazy then.
You know, and it's not like you can advertise it right now.
What is that?
Well, you can do it on Facebook,
right.
Social media.
Right.
You should do it.
I'll think about it. That's a lot of strawberries.
No, just do it. Just say yes right here. That way, everybody listening, you will be packed on Mother's Day. Come on, go ahead.
No, you're not going to get me to say stuff.
Drop it.
You're not going to get me to say stuff. You know how many strawberries I have to cut for that? That's a lot.
Do you really think that it's going to be 49 degrees and raining? And people
like free stuff, though.
Yeah, but you know, tell them they have to say, I heard it on WWGH radio.
Well, that's true. There we go.
There you go. So, deal?
they say they heard on yes. WWGH radio.
Give me my free strawberry pie.
Say that.
I'm a mother.
One per car.
One per car.
Sure.
There you go. It's a done deal.
Yep.
Sunday, 12 to 8. If you go to Stewart's Sunday, 12 to 8, and say, I heard it on WWGH radio, I want a free strawberry pie. Peace.
My employees are going to come get you.
One per car.
They're going to come
you go.
Get you.
Happy Mother's Day to
They'll
everybody.
Be so confused.
Happy Mother's Day. See, I gave the mothers of this town my gift.
Strawberry pie.
Strawberry pie.
Hopefully nobody's allergic. I'm sure there's somebody out there allergic to strawberries.
Well, then don't do it.
Yeah, we have special days. We have National French Friday. I always discount curly fries.
You know, I was supposed to have French fries last week.
I know. I didn't bring. You only said a pop today, so I didn't bring the fries. Sorry.
Pastor Whitaker brought a cheeseburger for me.
Oh, see, look at him.
He's nice.
I'm mean. I know. I'm so mean.
Used to be nice.
We need to do the 8 o'clock podcast one night because I used to always bring the food then because we weren't as busy.
That's your friend.
Like, this is noon. We're busy at the noon hour.
Yeah, but this is your friend. I tried to accommodate you by doing 8 o'clock. Isn't that why we were doing an 8 o'clock podcast? I thought that's why, because you were working.
Well, I mean, I'm working, yeah.
Right. So that's why I thought we were doing it, and then your friend screwed that all up.
How'd she screw that up?
Well, she's the one who started saying, I can't come at that time. Things are going on. And
she's busy. She has one kid in baseball right now. She's been going to a lot of baseball games. Baseball, I think, is only like a week left and done. Thank goodness. Spring sports are almost over.
I was looking out for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Did you ever answer the Mother's Day question?
What's that? We started talking about pie.
Well, we got that done.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the Mother's Day?
So what do you want for Mother's Day from your kids?
Oh, nothing.
Oh.
I really don't. There's nothing I want. Like, I don't. I don't want anything. I like, not
breakfast.
Novelty socks. Good Lord. Not in the spring. I don't want novelty socks in the spring. Maybe they're footies. Long socks in the winter are okay, but...
What are wrong with novelty socks?
I do like novelty socks, but I don't really want them in... the springtime when we're going into summer, unless they're footy novel. I guess they do make novelty, like, footy socks. But then you can't see them anyway.
You're a piece of work today.
I love anything. I really do. I'm not picky. You could draw me a picture and I'd be happy. Actually, yes.
Well, I'm not your kid. Even though I'm young enough to be your kid, I'm not your kid. So I won't be drawing you a picture. But
I would love if my daughter made me another... She, like, during quarantine last year, she painted a lot of, like the canvas stuff. But I have a den where I only hang up, like, art that, like, people painted, like, made themselves. Like, you don't just go buy it at a store. So I could use a new picture painted for me, for my
kid. I have things on my walls that I painted.
Do you really?
I do.
Can you paint? You should paint me a picture so I can hang it up in my
Well,
den.
You've never been over. I've tried to invite you over several times.
I have been over to your house.
Well, no, driveway. You sat in the driveway.
No, but we knocked on the door. One time I did knock on, you weren't home.
You know, didn't I invite you one year to the Memorial Day get-together?
Was that last year?
It might have been.
Why does it seem like it's been longer?
I don't know, but you didn't show up, so I said, I'm not inviting these people anymore.
Do you know how busy we are? Memorial Day, we're very busy.
Okay.
And I can't get away from work. And I'm pretty sure there was some kind of no, that was June. I don't know. Last year was a weird year. Anyway.
This year is going to be much more interesting because I know that I think everybody coming to my Memorial Day thing has been vaccinated. So it'll be a lot less pressure than it was last year.
Right.
So I feel good about that.
Oh, so you got vaccinated then.
I didn't say that. All I said is I know everybody I don't come to my Memorial Day thing. I'm just there.
You just gave it away.
I don't think so. You've been watching too much ID Channel.
What's ID Channel?
You watch like those crime
I don't watch
mysteries.
That. That's not my thing.
All that.
And you know what? I have no problem with people liking that. I just don't watch that. I usually watch things that are like a quick watch. And I've probably already seen it because I don't have time to pay attention right now. I have people telling me to send them the radio link.
Who?
My child. Like, has he not listened?
Oh, Dawson?
Yeah, has he not listened to us a million
Dawson
times?
Dawson has not listened to this program? Dawson. I like him.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have to rethink that after
nice.
This whole thing.
We'll keep him. He's a little stressed out right now. Our one fryer broke. And we have another fryer up in the attic, and he was bringing it down from the attic, and it's a metal fryer, and it hit him in the head. He was not happy.
Oh, I bet that hurt.
It probably did hurt.
So, it was in your attic at home?
No. At Stuart's in the shed, we have an attic up there.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, as little as it looks. I mean, it's a big attic up there, but that hit him in the head, and then the food order, the delivery guy was not smart with the ice cream, and the food order was quite large because we closed yesterday, so we didn't use some of the food that, you know, would have made room for the food order for today like normal. So, he was trying to put that away like a puzzle.
What this has to do with Mother's Day, we really have no idea.
Oh, we still talking about Mother's? I'm talking about my son. Mother's
Day.
Well,
because he wants to listen.
There's nothing I really want for Mother's Day. I will be at work, which is totally fine. I work every Mother's Day. There's nothing I want.
Giving away strawberry pie.
Yeah, now I'm going to be giving away strawberry pie. My own mother is going to be like, well, what did you do that for? Because she's going to be the one cutting the strawberries.
Well, no, she'll say, you know, this is a great promotional thing. You just go in. I heard it on WWGH. Now give me my piece of free strawberry pie for Mother's Day in my car.
It will be interesting to see how many people listen to this noon show on a Friday.
Yeah, but, you know, people have short memories, too.
With free stuff.
Like, if it was today, they'd be right over there.
They would. You're right.
But, you know, by Sunday, and it's rainy, and it's 49, it might do well. Who knows?
It is sad that it's going to be 49 and rainy on Sunday.
Plus, a lot of people have Mother's Day plans. You got to remember that. A lot of people go over and see Mom, or they take Mom a hanging basket, or they, what else are the gifts?
I mean, I would love, my oldest, if he did landscaping for me, that'd be great. Stuff I don't have time to do right now.
So you do want things.
That kind of stuff, being busy, because I'm always busy right now, I don't have time to do certain things. I can't get to it in the timely manner I would like to get to it right now. So it'd be great if he, a little bit of landscaping at home. It's already done. It just needs cleaned up.
So people want to know, because maybe this is a Mother's Day gift, Botox.
They're listening. They're all listening.
Oh, we're on at the root beer stand right now?
Yeah.
All right, kids, here's the thing. On Sunday, we just made a deal before you started listening that if people come between Sunday between 12 and 8, that if they say, I heard it on WWGH, you have to give them a free piece of strawberry pie, one per car on Sunday from 12 to 8.
Right.
All right.
That'll be lots of fun.
There,
for
I
us.
Just told them.
Yeah, we're gonna love our life.
Well, I've helped them.
We're on the Alexa.
Oh, are we?
Yep.
If you just left me on the Alexa all day over there, you would have people lined up.
I know. I should just put you on the XM radio outside.
Yeah, why do you have that old music on? Just take the old music down. Put me there. I'm telling you, people would love it.
I know. No one wants that nostalgia.
You're trying to keep me away from the speaker.
No, I'm not. You can come.
No, we've
take
been through,
orders
no,
all you want.
See, you say that on Friday, and then during the week, you never invite me over, and it's a thing.
You are more than welcome to come over on the speaker.
Here's
to come tonight. Come before the show. Bring Angie.
And I just sit in the back and work on the speaker.
It's up front.
Oh, the speaker is in the front. I just have to go behind the counter.
Yeah, to take orders.
Can I sit where I normally sit and just?
No, you have to sit behind the counter. That's the official spot.
But I'm going to tape it.
You're going to tape it?
I'm going to tape it.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Well, because I got to come back here.
You know, the girls are working a double today. They'd probably be more than happy to have someone come in and mess up all the orders. And
well, no, so here's the thing. I don't want to tick your customers off. So,
well, I mean, that's easy to do.
Well, no. So at some point for this hour, I don't want to come during a seriously busy time. So somebody's going to have to go out and let them know what happened.
I know. And some people, you know, we have pretty nice customers, but some people don't have a sense of humor sometimes.
Well, I'm not going to purposely screw it up.
They like to throw drinks at us.
I understand this, but I'm not going to purposely screw it up. I'm just saying there is a chance.
Right.
Because I've never done that. I never worked at one of those places. I worked at a restaurant, but I worked behind a counter. I didn't, you know, run the speaker.
Right. Yeah. It's easier to learn. You'll be fine.
Yeah, but I don't know the menu. That's where I think the problem is going to come in.
Yeah, the menu. I mean, you got to study it. Maybe you should study before you come in.
Well, no, because that's the comedy of this hour, is I don't know anything.
like, right, when they order a ham sandwich and we have three different types, and right. you'll just be like, I don't know.
Right, and that's what we want. We want spontaneous, yeah. unrehearsed.
Yeah, because a lot of people will just be like, I want a ham and cheese sandwich. Okay, well, we have three, so I'm not sure what you want.
Now, is it a good reception inside? Like, will
it's
I hear?
It's not. There's some, yep. It's, you know, people sit there and ask me how the heck I hear these people talk sometimes. I don't know how I do it.
Well, that's what it sounds like outside.
You think so? I know. I need to change. It would be great to be able to get, like, Bluetooth, like, the wireless new speaker system. So.
You know, it reminds me of River Valley sound system. It's awful.
Is it really?
Oh, the worst sound system in the history of school sound systems is the River Valley sound system.
I don't go to River Valley games, so I don't know. I go to Harding.
No, in the auditorium.
In the auditorium. I didn't go to River Valley.
Why did you go to River Valley? No, but I've been
How
in the auditorium.
Know that?
I've been to programs there.
Oh.
And it's the worst speaker system I've ever heard.
Like in the new school?
Yeah, the new high school. I'm sorry to say that. I mean, I think they're all nice people, and it's a beautiful room.
Yeah.
That's what I don't get. It's like a theater. It's got seating.
Cheap speakers, huh?
It's awful.
Well, someone told me, a guy that used to come in, he worked for, what was it, Radiocom or whatever that was. He came in all the time. He told me if I just, there's this little speaker in this big box. He said I just need to get a better speaker in the box, and I could hear people more clearly. He's like, they probably used a really cheap speaker, like the people that sent it to me. So,
you know, I do want to make mention of this because, maybe this is what I was just about to make mention of. Wouldn't that be strange? No, yeah. I know what this is. Oh. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you're going to have to make a purchase to get that pie?
That's a good question, Scott.
Oh, you're talking about a purchase. Well, I think minimum.
You might have somebody come for repeats.
Right. Well, I think you would just have to at least order a root beer, right?
Yeah, you have to at least have a purchase.
Yeah, you got to have some kind of purchase.
Well, I was just wondering because, you know, we went last night. Seeing it was closed, so. But just wondering about that because I figured you might have some repeats on that, too. So.
Well, what I would say is, you know, you got to order something. I mean, a root beer with your strawberry pie. But, yeah, I would say that's probably fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Checking in, I mean, we order a meal, but the thing out with this, because I like the veal out there.
Yeah.
And that's the only place I can get it, like I like it, so.
So you're going to head over on Mother's Day?
Yep.
There you go. There you go. Well, have a good Mother's Day.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day, Michelle, there.
Oh, bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, I've already drummed you up some business.
There we go. He likes the veal. I'll make sure I have veal. We have veal.
And a free piece of strawberry pie, well, we know one.
You have to say with purchase.
Well, we didn't work this out. Well, you should have came to show prep earlier on.
I'm going
to
be messaging you and telling you to get your butt to work to cut strawberries on Sunday.
You know, I would come. Yesterday, didn't I offer to when you were having a bad moment?
Well, we weren't open last night.
Well, see, I didn't know that.
Well, we didn't open yesterday because the girls were supposed to work yesterday, and then. Right.
Well, here's what I'm going to say about this, because we did just get an update on this, and a lot of people are interested. We did get messages from a lot of people last night. You know, the accident yesterday on Merchant and Center. And we're not going to say the younger child's name, because it wasn't said in the press release, and even though we did just get this from the mother, we're not going to say the name, because I don't know if she'd want us to, but it was Savannah, that's in the press release, Parkman, and her sister. And again, we're not going to say the name. They are both, I believe, still in serious condition, according to what I've read. And Savannah has been through some surgeries, more than one. And that's where it is. So we're still thinking of them and hoping they get... I'm not going to read it exactly as we got it. We did get the details, but I don't know if their mother would like me to do that, so I'm not going to do that. But what we have learned is they're going through some difficult times right now, you know, pretty banged up from this accident, especially Savannah. I think the truck hit on her side,
mm-hmm.
and we hope they get better.
Yep.
We really do. So there you are.
Yes.
That's the update. Now.
Yes.
This strawberry pie thing is gold.
I know this is a current event.
No, Mother's Day is the current event.
Oh, okay. The strawberry pie thing is gold with purchase.
With a purchase.
With a purchase. Yes.
I might just drag my mom over there for the free strawberry pie sundae.
Does that mean I get to meet the infamous mom?
You've never met my mom?
No.
Really?
You don't talk about your mom very often.
Well, I don't see mom very often.
Oh, that does not surprise me.
Now, what does that mean?
I don't know. You know, I have to make up for Abby here. I have to say something.
No, I don't know. Mom is just not, I don't know. She's doing her thing, and I'm doing my thing. And
oh, does your mom, does she still work?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
You're not disclosing where she works, though, huh?
I think I've said it.
Oh, where does she work?
Well, I'm not going to give it out again, because you two, I don't know what's wrong with you two people. You try to track people down. It's weird. No. It's a weird thing that you do.
It's a girl thing.
No, it's not a girl thing. It's a weird thing.
But today you were talking about sell by date and use by date. And you're like, I need somebody to answer my question that works in a store. And we were like, then call yourself.
Well, no, I don't work in the department. I don't know what.
Yeah, but shouldn't you be able to answer these questions if you work in the store?
Not really.
Okay.
I know what a sell-by date is, and I know what an expiration date is.
Yeah.
But I don't know the difference.
Well, sell-by means it needs to be sold by that date from the store. I mean, that's self-explanatory. Use-by. I don't know. What's the difference? Why does it say sell-by or use-by? Well, sell-by, maybe that's just for store purposes, but you can use it after that. Right? Yeah.
See, you don't know either.
No, I would say if it's
your friend is sending messages. I was trying to read them.
Finally. If it's sell-by, you just need it out of the store, but you can still use it then. Right? Use-by, you definitely
won't. Sell-by, it has to be sold out of the store, but I think an expiration date is different.
Well, the milk from Kroger just has a date on it. It doesn't say sell-by or use-by. It just has a date. I looked at it today when you were talking about it.
You're getting goofier by the minute. And a desecrated Cubs cap. But no, it is weird. You guys have this weird thing where you're trying to change the subject there, that you try to search people out. You try to search people's homes out. It's weird. That's not normal.
We do not try to search people out or homes out. We don't have time for that.
Bull.
I mean, we found your new place because you were being very...
No, because we don't want visitors. Because we're working during this pandemic on cleaning it up, and you know, if people walk in, it's going to make a lot of noise,
right?
And we're not giving away anything right now.
But we're not like a visitor. How
you didn't ask me. If you would have asked me, I'd have told you where it was.
It's okay, we found it.
I know, because you're nuts. There's a whole lot of stuff that goes on behind my back, but I understand that because, you know, you two are girls, and, well, girls is a little polite of me, old women, you old women, and you guys sit there, and you like two old hens, and you get together, and you talk, and I'm not privy to a lot of this, and then I find out.
Well, here's the problem. We have to message you on Facebook. You will not give us your phone number.
Well, I don't want you calling me.
We don't call. We text. You could be in our group text with us.
Well, yeah.
See? You don't want to be.
What am I going to learn? I mean, honestly, I can't even read half the messages that you guys send.
Well, that's because we're going so fast when you're on the radio.
Right, and I'm doing a show.
You should have priorities and read our messages.
I have to turn my head away from the microphone.
Abby just said, you're so strange.
I am? People who stalk people, and I'm the strange one?
We don't stalk people.
Oh, and you keep saying, and last Friday I was coming in, and I said to Angie, I said, now she says she'll come in, she won't. She's got, Michelle has a total fear of this. She has never come in all the time. She said, yeah, I'll come in tonight. I don't do anything on Friday night. I said, she'll never be in, don't worry about it. And you know what? You did not show up.
What was last Friday? Oh, I was working last Friday. And I didn't even get out of work till almost 9.
The show's on till 10.
I know, but I was really tired. I'd been working all day.
Uh-huh.
I was on the grill.
Yeah, this is real heavy lifting to come and sit.
I was on the grill. We were busy. And I was on the grill last Friday. You did not want me to come in here smelling like a French fry.
Well, you did last week.
No, I'm not greasy. When I'm on the grill, I wanted to go home. I wanted to go home again.
Well, I don't know that it will ever happen. I mean, you're supposed to bring food, you're supposed to bring drink, you said. It has never happened in the more than a year that you've been opened and that we've been doing the Friday night show.
Abby doesn't know where she's coming. She doesn't know.
She stocked the place out.
I know. It's funny.
This is a tragedy.
What I just wrote her, it did something. It capitalized itself.
Well, what I want to say is to the listening audience, don't forget Mother's Day. If you go to Stewart's Root Beer between 12 and 8 p.m. Now, you got to say, I heard it on WWGH.
Right.
You'll get a free piece of strawberry pie, one per car, but you have to purchase something. You know, a root beer. It can just be a root beer. Is that the cheapest menu item you have?
Probably, yes.
There you go. So, that's all you got to do. So, is anybody else going over to Stewart's on... you may just get one. Anybody else going over to Stewart's on Mother's Day? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here and we'll discuss it.
I mean, I'll be there on Mother's Day. I'm there every day. It's lots of fun.
I'm glad that we've already just got one appointment for you. If that's all there is, I'm fine.
Is that the guy that was on the radio earlier? Was he on the radio earlier? No?
There's a lot of people on the radio here. This is a radio station.
Someone's
radio
walking
station.
In. Someone's just
yeah,
walking
somebody
in.
Just walked right in.
Walked right in.
Walked right into the studio. Yeah, you should knock. What is that? You don't just barge in like that. You seem nervous. What's wrong with you?
I do.
You do. You seem a little nervous.
I'm sorry.
Nobody's going to hit you.
I'm not nervous.
Okay, go ahead.
She just got a mani. A mani
for
Mother's
Day. Oh, that was your appointment?
Fun.
A manicure?
It's Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, mine okay. Are not done. I peeled all mine off. Stress.
So, what are you doing for Mother's Day?
I have no idea.
We're so interesting.
Like, yeah.
Wow.
We don't have plans. I mean, the weather's supposed to be bad. I mean, the kids
49 and rainy.
Yeah, the kids have asked what I want to do, but normally I would say something outside, but I have no idea.
Really?
I don't. I mean...
This is sad. What do you want for Mother's Day? And don't give me that I don't want anything. Give me the truth.
No, truthfully, I said earlier in our chat, I would love to get like a pedicure.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Pedicure.
Yeah.
A mani.
A mani pedi. Mani pedi.
Somebody to help with yard work's great for me because I don't have time to do yard work.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, there's the C-Cell Extra, the cups there, if you just need an empty cup, how much they cost?
An empty cup? Like,
well, on Sunday, it'll be about $1.50.
Well, that's what I was trying to just buy a cup, then I get the pie. So I was trying to be cheap. I'm just joking. Don't fall for that. But anyway, I found that funny.
You going over for a pie on Sunday?
You know what? I may take my mom and my wife over for maybe a root beer.
Perfect.
And buy one a pie and buy the other one a pie. And tell them that I listen to 107.1.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day.
Hey, thank you.
Bye-bye. See, look at the business I'm drumming up for you.
I know. I'm going to have to make a button for free pie.
Yeah,
free
and
pie
I think,
button.
Well,
Mother's
you know,
Day
what
pie.
Do I get for this?
What, is it Mother's Day pie? I missed this.
Oh, Scott's coming up with all kinds of things for the root beer.
Wheeling and dealing here today.
Well, I'm going to need like a whole pie. Actually, two whole pies, probably.
I better go buy more strawberries.
Well, the deal is, and again, if you're just tuning in, if you go to Stewart's on Sunday between 12 and 8 when they're open and you say, I heard it on WWGH, you can get a free piece of strawberry pie for your mother on Mother's Day, and you have to purchase something. It could just be a drink, but you have to purchase something.
Scott's paying for this? Is this what we hear?
Right. There
no,
we are.
I said I might come over.
And get a free piece of pie or pay for everyone's pie?
Well, I'm nobody's mother, but I'll bring my mom. Like I said, I'll bring mom over. I don't take mom out of the house, though.
I'm going to get the SOS call from Michelle Saturday night. Can you cut some strawberries?
Right. I said I'm going to be standing there with my own mother. She's going to be cutting strawberries all day. I should just start cutting them now.
See, you don't think people listen to this station. Now you're going to get it.
I know. I said this is kind of an interesting experience to see if Scott's just full of it or people actually listen.
We'll see. Go ahead, caller.
You suck.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, well, that was interesting.
Wasn't that nice?
What?
We get those as well.
What?
I think that was your people.
I feel like that.
I know that voice. I know that voice.
Oh, you did?
I know that voice.
Like that came from a place where people should be working.
Yes, yes. Apparently, it's busy over there right now. It's a hub of commerce over at the Root Beer Stand right now.
You know what they're listening to, so there you go.
Yeah, that's right. See, they're listening.
They are listening.
They should get all their mothers and come in on Sunday.
That's just where these kids want to come, is to where they work for Mother's Day.
For free pie, just pick your free pie up and out of there.
They don't want free pie. They get to see that pie all the time.
Michelle should not be working on Sunday. That's what should happen.
Well, I tried to do that earlier on, but I can't
move
mountains.
Working?
No, I said, listen, have we not been through this? Here's what will happen. Let me just give you a little week rundown. Michelle comes in on Friday. I say I want to work the speaker for an hour. Mm-hmm. She says, oh, come over anytime. Work the speaker. We'd love to have you. Blah, blah, blah. Then I don't hear from her for a week. And this is what happens. So that's the reality of the situation. I will never work the speaker.
Yes, you will. We've just been really busy.
Yeah, maybe just don't do it at a busy time.
That's when you want me on your speaker.
I don't know about that.
I will have these people. You'll be getting orders left, right, and sideways.
I've never worked like food service, so I will come and work with Michelle at some time. But I'm not. I'm just saying I'm going to be good. I've never done it.
Well, I'm saying I'll be good. I'll be giving away free pies. I'll be making deals 2-for-1s. We'll have value meals that day. It'll be a whole big thing. It's going to be a thing.
So many people ask for value meals.
Oh, they're going to be there that day. You come the hour I'm there, we'll wheel and deal. We'll make some deals.
They said they were trying to talk. We must have not have been able to hear them.
Oh, here they come again. Now, make them be a little nicer this time.
Okay, be nicer.
We hang up on people who say,
we suck.
You know, yeah, we don't allow that. You can hear us. Now, be a little nicer this time. You are on radio. We don't need any fines. Go ahead.
We just wanted to call and tell Michelle that we are her biggest fans.
You're her biggest fan?
Yeah.
Oh, only and biggest. That's good. Same one.
You said only.
Only and biggest, especially when she gets this food here.
Are you ready for the big strawberry pie, a rush on Sunday?
Sure, I'm not working, so I work by myself.
Well, I'm glad you called. I'm glad you're listening. Leave it on the station over there, okay?
We will.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Nice kids.
They are nice.
Well,
I have good kids. The youth
son. You know, and I like your son is the thing. I like him a lot. And that he would call and say that. Oh, it's a dagger through the heart.
Hey, that was pretty clean for him.
He
tends to have a very colorful
vocab. Hey, listen, do you remember it was closing day last year. I came over, mm-hmm. which I said I would, even though it was a traumatic day for me. I had been to a birthday party that morning, and there was a whole episode with chocolate. And I still came over. I was there.
Uh-huh.
Was I not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody else was not there, but I was. And
I had something that day.
Yeah.
I specifically remember. I was there on opening day. Like, I wasn't going to miss it. Why are you so mean to me? Like,
so I was there.
Come. You begged me to come for how many times?
Beg?
Michelle.
Did I beg?
It's a beg, right?
Yes, beg. Begging.
No, it's not a beg. So in any event, I show up on closing day last year, and your son was very nice. It wasn't a new car, but he had a nice car, and he took me around. We went around it was even a bit more than the block. We were gone quite a while.
That's when Dawson got a new car, right?
It's his new car.
Yeah, was it a new car?
Yeah,
okay, then we went out.
Brand new Civic.
And you know, we had a great conversation that day.
Yeah.
Out driving around the countryside in
That's
October.
That's very sweet. The fly strikes.
Wasn't it?
It is, Scott.
Yeah, I'm like
it was.
That.
It was October 3rd.
There you go.
That's the day we closed last
year. I was there.
You were.
Unlike others.
Oh my God, you act like I don't have like a gaggle of kids at home.
I just showed my support.
A gaggle of jobless kids.
Okay. A gaggle of jobless kids. So, 51 minutes past the hour, here on a Getaway Friday.
A Getaway Friday.
Exactly.
See,
I'm glad you got
you
it.
Abby gets excited about Getaway Friday.
Well, you should. It's a day to get away.
Yes, it is. It's such a fun day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a day to get away from where?
Work, school, whatever's going on.
Reality.
That's funny.
Just reality.
Reality, sure. Because I have a great time on the weekends.
Except for here's the reality right now. I'm hungry.
Are you hungry?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I haven't
Are you trying
yet.
To show off your nails there? What are you doing?
It is a pretty color.
I mean,
what is
of,
that
yeah.
color?
It's kind of...
I actually forget. It's one of the new ones, but I forget what it's called.
It's pinky orange-y.
Yeah.
Like bright.
Right.
Pinky orangey.
Yep, you like
it's
that?
Springy.
That's that master's degree working for you there.
It's a happy color.
That looks like, you know what it looks like? It looks like one of those, remember the things as a kid, the push-ups The orange push-ups
it's
you would get?
Not orange, like a push-up.
That's not sherbet.
This is.
I'm just giving my opinion.
It's more pink than orange. That is a push-up pop.
I do remember push-up pops, though. That is a push-up pop.
They were good.
They were good.
You should sell those.
Oh, my gosh. Stop trying to add stuff to my menu. I already
hey,
have
I'd
enough.
Be there for that.
Let me see. You know how hard they are to find? This is what Kason wanted for a snack when he was in kindergarten for, like, the last day of school. I was taking a snack in. Couldn't find them. You know where they actually were? GFS was the only place that had push-up pops. They weren't at, like, the regular grocery stores.
Yeah, you know, thinking about it, I haven't seen an orange push-up in a while. Have you? Have you had?
No, I haven't had. I don't eat a lot of sugar. I have cookies at home from
2016.
That's yeah, right.
I see that.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
You don't eat a lot of sugar.
No, I don't. And I have all these Twinkies piled up and just things that I don't eat.
So why do you have Twinkies if you don't eat them?
Well, people give them to me.
They give you Twinkies?
I'm very popular.
I mean,
you don't know how many jars of apple butter I have. It's a thing.
Well, is any of it homemade like mine?
I don't think I ever got any of that.
What are you talking about? I delivered it to you with English muffins God. For you to eat it on. Are you joking?
She totally delivered you.
Oh, did she?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She gave me some.
I apologize. I forgot. I forgot. Give me a minute.
I made it.
It might be one of your jars that's sitting there on the counter. I'll check tonight. Did you put it in a jar?
Yes, it was in a mason jar.
A mason jar.
Oh, well, then I'll check it out tonight. I'm sorry. I did not realize.
I was going to say that, I mean, like, he was
no,
the reason I made apple butter.
You were the reason she made it.
I don't believe that's true, but I, you know.
What?
No, here's what I'll believe. Oh. I believe that I, no, listen. I'll believe that I was the reason you made the blueberry dumplings. Now, I appreciated
it
that.
It was your birthday.
Right, and I gave you tremendous praise for that, and it, I was very, was I not?
Yes, you
yeah,
were.
Yeah, thank
absolutely.
You. Thank you very much. Thank you. And, you can shake your head all you
it's
want.
It's so weird to me that you can count, like, the number of times you were nice, though. So this is what we're talking about here. You're like, I was very nice that time. Like, I can look back at my life and, like, think
I don't
of lots
have,
of nice things.
No. I wouldn't have enough fingers and toes if I counted all the times I was nice.
Oh, that's baloney.
I'm just talking about the times involving food.
He doesn't remember the chewy donuts, though, and those are really good.
No, I don't remember
like,
chewy.
I
remember the apple butter donuts.
That was one of the highlight snacks of quarantine time.
These are the original donuts. These were the first ones that I made that were glazed.
I asked for
them. I don't recall that.
I'm always telling her she needs to remake them.
I brought you hot donuts. How are you not remembering that?
They were so good. The original ones, not the second set that you never delivered to me.
Correct.
You didn't really want them, and we know you didn't really want them.
I did.
I think this was a podcast night, correct? About that.
Oh, podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, it was the first time we saw each other during quarantine, all 6 feet apart.
I think this might be a spam call, but we'll check it anyway. Go ahead, caller.
This is online visibility group calling.
Look at that. Anywho, go ahead.
No.
Donuts.
I made them. It was during quarantine. It was like one of the first things, and I brought hot donuts for our podcast.
You might have. You used to bring stuff to the podcast. I remember you brought chips one time. I remember chips.
I don't remember chips.
Pretzels.
Pretzels.
You did. You brought pretzels.
I brought you pretzels oftentimes.
We used to do gas station. Gas station snacks.
Now, what English was that?
Oftentimes?
Oftentimes?
Oftentimes.
No, I do remember the pretzels, and
the
I appreciated
days
the pretzels.
Of quarantine.
And I remember the blueberry dumplings. I remember the god-awful gravy. I remember, that's pretty much been about it.
I got pizza sometimes. We had pizza.
Pizza?
Tell me we didn't have pizza.
No, there was
we
never
had pizza.
Pizza.
Yes, we did.
No.
Yes, we did.
Where? From where? Where did we get
remember.
Pizza from?
Papa John's, I think.
Was it Papa John's?
Did somebody order it?
Yes. No,
oh, okay.
I didn't make it.
Remember the one time you sent her to Little Caesars?
Yes, we said I waited forever
it's
at Little
forever.
Caesars.
Okay, there might have been pizza, but I don't remember the donuts. I'm
he
sorry.
Doesn't remember anything.
I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying I don't recall it.
It happened because
so
they were
insane.
Really good.
I'll go back to the repeats and
I made my own glaze for them and everything.
They were so good.
Oh, they were delicious. I remember it well.
They were chewy. They were good. I remember.
Yes, they were very good.
I don't remember which good. Podcast that was.
It was one of the
would have been
the,
like I mean, quarantine one.
It was one before Scott made me mad.
Oh, what was the thing? What was the thing that I made? Because I brought that up the other day, and I could not remember what it was, though.
We talked about that.
Oh, is
it
you and I who talked about it?
It's been a while, but I don't remember.
Do you remember
either.
What that was? You weren't here that day.
Why she was mad
Yeah,
at
why
you?
She was mad at me?
He said, but I don't remember what.
Yeah, but she lied. There was a point of communication.
Oh, yes, I know.
Oh, you did? What
it
was
it? Because, it was because I was doing the Friday thing, and you told me... That's what it was. The trivia. You told me not to come in because you were busy. He wasn't going to be here or something is how it was. And then I turn on the radio and he's like,
doing trivia.
Talking about doing trivia. And I was like,
I did not say I wasn't going to be here.
Tell me that's not how he made it sound, though.
He said, don't worry about coming in today.
Yeah, that's different than I'm not going to be here.
It was like you had something going on. And I was like, oh, okay, no big deal. And it was like 20 minutes before I was supposed to be here. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I think I even said to Michelle, like, Scotch is canceled. Like, I hope everything's okay.
Yeah.
Well, you see how that all turned out.
You dumped her for trivia.
In any event.
But it was like three Fridays in a row, and the next one I didn't show up, and you're like, well, she just didn't show up. Well, like, I thought we were done because...
Yeah, but here's the point of this, and I hate to get into this on Mother's Day, but the point is, in the few minutes we have left, here's what happened. This is passive-aggressive girl stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
It wasn't passive-aggressive.
No, this is what happened.
You just said passive-aggressive girl stuff.
Well, a guy would not do this. A guy would just tell you.
No. I didn't not do it. I just was like, I'm just going to be done. Like, I don't
know.
No.
This is not what happened. What happened was, this happened, okay? And I did not think this was a bad thing. And you didn't say it was a bad thing. But then you stopped talking. You got all quiet. And you didn't talk, and you didn't say anything. And I knew something was wrong, and I said to you, I said, what's wrong? Did I do something wrong here? Oh, no. I'm just busy. This went on for nearly a month. That you didn't talk very much, and then you finally came back and admitted, no, I was ticked at you, and that's why I wasn't talking, and I was ticked because you did this.
Right.
Which you lied about, because I asked you point blank if you were ticked.
I just think, I'm not going to let you know, like, you hurt my feelings.
That's called passive-aggressive behavior.
No, it wasn't passive-aggressive, though. Like, I would have been more aggressive if I was passive-aggressive. I just, like...
No, you were passive in the beginning.
I was passive the whole time.
Maybe she just didn't care in the beginning.
Right.
Well, no, because you got angry and didn't speak. You did care.
I didn't get angry.
Okay, what?
You've seen me get angry. I wasn't angry.
Oh, did you hear the story I told about you the other day? I was telling the story about how really our anger started. Your anger toward me. I really have none toward you. But it started because you weren't there that day.
Where was I?
You were out that day.
I was out.
And what happened was, we were playing a game in school.
I remember.
Yes. And you teamed up with one of these kids who were great, and I teamed up with one of these kids, and I just knocked you out.
Knocked you out.
It was like a TKO in the first round. Mike Tyson fight. And just knocked you out. And ever since then, because of your competitive nature, you've been a little angry. Yeah. The little underlying... I can see it right now, because even to bring up that moment was a bad moment.
It's because your recollection of that event is just so inaccurate. I can't even, like...
Well, we have a few minutes here. Give your recollection.
You cheated. That's the recollection.
Oh, you cheated.
Yes.
I wasn't there. I can't say anything.
Yes, you did.
What were we playing?
We were playing the Cubits game, right? Where it's a pattern and you make the pattern with the thing. With the...
I can see she had a firm grasp of the rules.
You did, because you just had the sheet in front of you and cheated.
In any event, I did not cheat. I won. You're competitive. You've admitted to this. Mm. Yeah, I remember you running down the hall with those boys.
Oh my gosh, that was so fun.
Yeah, because she thought she could outrun these boys. These boys just left her in the dust.
They were impressed.
They probably thought it was just funny.
Well, they were super impressed because they gave me like a 3-second head start, and they just barely beat me, and they were like, okay, she's fast.
Well, no, they were like, gee whiz, I can't believe that old lady didn't fall and break her hip.
That probably too, but, you know.
It's true.
If you can't do fun things like that with them, like, why are we there, you know?
Those weren't our students.
Yeah, but it's still funny. I mean,
I was down there taking care of all the students while you were running up and down the hallways.
You were down there getting invited to the pizza party, taco party, leading the dancers, exercise, aerobics.
I had gone down to make copies, and they were running in the hallway. What are you going to do besides join them?
Right.
Kick off your shoes.
Right.
Hallways smelled for a week. The hallways smelled for a week.
They were there every day. After that. They were not our kids, but they were there every day.
Dawson said you needed to turn up Abby's mic a little.
Were you not talking into the mic?
Maybe you're muting me.
No, you seem quieter today. You seem a little timid.
I think you muted her.
I seem timid?
You seem a little timid today.
I'm not timid.
She doesn't seem timid.
Okay, well, what's the big Mother's Day? What does Mother's Day mean to you as we wrap up on this?
Why do we always have these
because
questions?
Because this is how you bring a show
these
to an end.
Questions are just...
You bring a show
know,
to an
I'm
end
gonna
this
start
way.
Asking you questions like this at the end.
Well, go right ahead.
It means I'm going to work.
No, I mean, what does my... You have a mother.
I do have a mom.
What are you going to get your mother?
I don't know.
Is mom listening?
She's going to get to cut strawberries now because you're giving away three pieces of pie.
Gotcha.
I don't know what I'm going to get. My mom doesn't ever want anything either.
You said what you were going to get your mom.
Yeah, she specifically was, she didn't say that's what she wanted. She was talking about it, so I know what I'm going to get her, because she was talking about how pretty they were and this and that, and I don't know why she didn't buy one when she was there, but she did not. So she was there for something else. So.
You know what I always do for my mom? She goes to Rejuvenations and gets her hair done. That's the same place I go, and I always just buy her a gift certificate, and I put it as like a credit on her account, so when she goes the next time,
so
she has a credit,
yeah.
And
I met
she
your
loves
mom.
That.
Yeah.
On
she
opening
loves
night.
A credit, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I think Mother's Day should be, though? We should get to do whatever we want, like, without the people. Like, to be honest, like, Mother's Day, a real break would be just, like, going and getting massage, getting your nails done, like, not taking care of the kids. That's not a break.
No.
Mother's Day is every other day of the week for me. Like, let's just go. Let me go do whatever I want. Plan a day for me to go get a pedicure, a little, like...
Bloody Mary.
Oh, mimosas, Bloody Marys, just... Yeah. That would be the
Benny
ideal.
Benny Ford Clinic?
That would be, like, a weekend trip. You know, like, give me a weekend away.
Mm-hmm. It is in California.
Well, you know, I have to work on Mother's Day every year, so there's that. You know, it coincides... Here's the thing. It coincides with proms.
Yeah.
And I have kids that are recovering from prom all the time, so I'm usually working on Mother's Day.
Prom recovery.
I mean, they're definitely probably, I mean, I'm guessing they're not home by 9 p.m. when they go to prom.
Probably not.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we gave the update earlier, and again, you know, again, not going to say the other girl's name, even though the mother gave us the name. We got the update about a half hour ago that Savannah has been in a couple surgeries, but coming along. We wish her the best, hope for her the best, and her sister, not, you know, she's banged up, but we hope that they make a speedy recovery, and that was from their mom, and that's the Parkman girls who were in the accident yesterday. So,
yes.
We wish them speedy recoveries. And if we get any more information between now and tonight, we'll bring that to you tonight, 8 to 10 on this station. I'll be on with Angie Evers, 8:15 to 10 p.m. right here. Well, it's fun to have you both in again.
It was fun. Briefly.
Briefly fun. Mm-hmm. It was brief, but it was fun. Sunday, Mother's Day, go to Stewart's, 12 to noon, say you heard it on WWGH, and you get a free piece of pie, strawberry, one per car, with the purchase of anything, which could just be a drink.
This ought to be interesting.
It's going to be a Sunday. It's going to be a day. All right, for this day, for Abby and Michelle, this is Scott Spears, heading for the dugout.
School diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.